This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Democrats laid plans Friday for impeaching President Donald Trump, even as he's headed out of the White House, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she had spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about preventing an unhinged Trump from ordering a nuclear strike in his final days. Pelosi and the Democrats are considering a swift impeachment beginning Monday after the deadly siege of the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob that shocked the nation and the world. In a conference call with Democrats, the speaker said, in her words, "We must take action." Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. economy shed jobs in December, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports employers cut 140,000 positions in December. It's the first monthly job loss since April, when the coronavirus pandemic erupted. However, the unemployment rate for December remained unchanged at 6.7%, as did the number of unemployed at 10.7 million people. The report shows job losses in leisure and hospitality and in private education, but says they were partially offset by gains in professional and business services, retail trade, and construction. Ben Thomas,